Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tomorrow on the show, Ron Howard's coming on. Very exciting. He's got a new show called 68 Whiskey. It looks like it's on CBS television. They're saying, I'm not sure. You know what? Do you know exactly where it's at?
You know, I thought it was Paramount Network.
Well, it is. Paramount. Okay, you're right. Yeah. So it's not just Paramount Studios. It's Paramount Network. That's a whole channel on cable?
Paramount used to be, I believe, and someone tell me if I'm wrong, I believe it used to be the Spike Network.
Okay.
So depending on
thumbs up from
is
Vaughn.
Is that right? So depending on if you have Comcast or UVerse, you'll have to find out where it is.
So it's follows a multi-ethnic mix of men and women deployed as army medics to a forward operating base in Afghanistan where they endure a dangerous world that leads to self-destructive appetites, outrageous behavior, and intense camaraderie.
Oh.
It's a scripted comedic drama.
Okay.
Brian Grazer and Ron Howard. So Ron Howard's going to come on and talk about it tomorrow. 68 Whiskey is the name of it. And
so those are the guys behind Arrested Development. Is Grazer?
I don't know if Grazer's on that, but Ron does
that
the narration.
Right. Yeah. So
it
seems like they teamed up together. Yeah.
68 Whiskey is what it's called. It started airing on January 15th, so you can watch an episode of that right now, probably on demand. But he's going to be on tomorrow.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank, locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. Okay, so I just want to mention this one more, maybe two more times. Niners win!
Woo!
And are going to the Super Bowl, everyone. Yeah! Go Niners! Yeah!
Sounds like the tickets are pretty expensive.
I'm seeing $6,000 for a Super Bowl ticket. How does your husband feel now that Tommy's probably leaving the New England Patriots, that he had a chance to go to the Super Bowl and tapped out and said, nah.
He hasn't mentioned it.
He could have gone and seen Tommy win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he could have.
And he didn't.
He didn't go.
And now Tommy's leaving.
Yeah.
No, look, Tommy did it again. He took the headlines away from the Niners. Niners going to the
Niners!
Super Bowl, everyone. God, that Tommy. Every time you turn around, that guy's taking the headlines away. Dude.
The entire NFL is living in Tommy's shadow.
I guess.
God. Yeah, Super Bowl. What's Tommy doing?
Anyway, it was a great game. God. What's that dude's name? Mostert? Mostert?
You mean Tommy?
Yeah.
He
was the whole game.
Such a good running back. And from what I've heard, he's kind of a journeyman. He's been around, but because our line is so good and the schemes are good, he's reached an all-new level. Yeah, oh yeah. Anyway, so that's coming up, the Super Bowl, a couple weeks.
2 weekends.
President Donald Trump's impeachment trial is set to unfold at the Capitol. I guess the trial actually begins tomorrow, but there's going to be some conversations midday today. Probably they're getting ready to figure out how to proceed right about now, maybe a little later.
I saw something this morning that I think it was 22 years ago today. Here it is. 22 years ago today in 1998. Is the day that Bill Clinton said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. So impeachments every 22 years. It's like it comes back.
All right. What was that, 27 years?
Something
or?
Like that, yeah. Right. Was it?
So according to a new report, and actually I'll update you. For those of you who know I wasn't in last week, it was because I was with my kid who got sick. We had to rush her to the hospital with the flu. She already had some kind of gut issue, autoimmune thing that was causing, I mean, this goes back to the beginning of November.
Right.
And we've been dealing with that for months. And then she caught the flu, despite having had the flu shot, and ended up with 105 fever. And we rushed her to the hospital. This was last week. She's at home now. She's better. Not better. But better, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, so, she's keeping down food, and
right.
She doesn't have 105 temperature.
And we had a great day yesterday, and she ate a bunch of, I mean, we really got her to eat and we went out for walks and it was all good. So that's that. Here's this. According to a new report, we're in the middle of what's called a double barrel flu season.
Great.
So even if you had the flu shot, again, which she had, you may end up with a different strain. Or if you haven't gotten the flu shot, you may end up getting the flu twice.
Yeah, I think I had the flu. It's not, I didn't barf or anything. But I was sick right after Thanksgiving vacation. And John definitely had the flu. Like, John was sick.
He may have had this. They're calling them A and B strains.
Great. Oh, wonderful. I can't wait for B.
A is the one we're used to. It's the most common flu. There's a huge spike in type B cases. And I actually read an article that kids are the ones coming up with this type B.
Oh.
And so I absolutely
wonder if that's what
she got. Gotta be what she got.
Right.
Anyway.
You know what's crazy is she hasn't even been going to school. Or did someone else that she ran into have this flu?
She did go back to school like for about a week.
Oh,
and so it may have come from, but who knows? You know how this goes. I mean, how many times it, on top of someone having it and not even telling you, there's the people who go, oh, I'm not contagious anymore. And you're like, what?
And how would you know that? Are you a doctor?
What do you know about
it? Cough onto a slide earlier and look for infectious particles?
So be aware, there's a double whammy flu season happening as we speak.
Someone says here, 510, please stop discouraging people from getting a flu shot.
Vaccine, get the flu shot.
Vaccine producers have to predict which strains will be likely 6 to 12 months in advance.
I get the flu shot. Yeah. I absolutely promote it. And I'm not paid for that. I just believe in being sick as little as possible. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be sick. I actually want to come here and do my job.
It is really nice to have a whole little routine going and not sit at home feeling guilty.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, God, I'm letting everyone down.
Mm-hmm. I know. Why is that? Why do we feel guilty when we're not?
Because we know everyone depends on us.
Right. Yeah.
As a team, you depend on the others.
Right.
When someone's not there. And no one, you know, I'm not cursing Sarah when she's sick. We do what we do, and we'll just get through it, and we'll get on the other side.
No, but we understand everyone gets sick.
We don't want to make each other sick.
Right.
Right.
And then it never goes away because we keep passing it on.
Keep passing it back and forth.
But maybe I'm getting with this dad thing, because when my kid got sick on Tuesday night, I was like, we're headed to the ER and I'm calling in sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even, normally I'm, my little weasel brain starts going, but I have to go to work.
No.
You guys, I'll drop you off and then I'll, you know what I mean? Like in my little stupid head, I didn't go there this time. I just immediately fired off an email and
went, you should do.
I got 100%.
And we all went, absolutely.
Right.
Actually, everyone was great too. Yeah. So that's, I can't tell you how helpful that is.
I depend on you guys and we all depend on each other. Like we got each other.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good. Even though you feel horrible and you feel guilty, you know.
How much guiltier we would feel if we gave it to one
everybody,
another.
Right.
To everybody. Well, and also, I mean, the
then
thing
you'd
is,
be cursing each other out.
We're all pretty GD good about not calling in sick for no reason.
Right.
Like, when you say you're sick, I'm like, okay, you're sick. What are you laughing about over there?
The time I called in when boned this girl badly and needed to stay home and get her again
the
next
sick
morning.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easily 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Easily. More than that.
And
for
you didn't even know what had happened.
Well, you shouldn't have told me because I had forgotten all about it. And then you came back here after a little time away and said, oh, by the way, that one time I got you guys good because I had to get a girl good.
I didn't get you good. Mm-hmm. You got me good, if anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We got you real good.
There I am in the boss's office and he's going, look, just tell me what's going on. I don't understand why you're not saying. The story you gave us is ridiculous.
You're lying to me, and I can tell. Yes, yes, I am. So you're not going to tell me? No, no, I'm not.
Well, I was only going to make it worse. That's all.
You've done that.
What I said
you've
to him was,
to do that.
Would you just punish me? I deserve it. Just do that.
Stink.
Don't make me tell you more stories. I don't want to tell any more stories.
Punish me with a day off or two. I've been bad. I got someone to anyway, butter from behind.
Today is Tuesday, but yesterday was called or considered Blue Monday, the most miserable day of the year. Did yesterday feel miserable to you?
No.
Oh.
It didn't.
No, it was, well, MLK Day for sure, but it was also National DJ Day.
National
DJ
Day.
Really?
And we had the day off. Mm-hmm. Kind of sucks. It would have been fun to be here on our actual day.
They say by now you're feeling pretty broke after overspending for the holidays. The
weather
is, we're in the middle of winter now. Mm. We're here. It's here. Winter. Hello.
Hello, winter.
The nights are too long. There's not enough sunshine. We're through the magic of Christmas. Mm. You feel guilty for eating and drinking your brains out.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely candy-coated right now.
There's also the pressure of your New Year's resolutions as they're failing right and left.
Yeah, so far, I think that might be the one main thing, the reason why I'm staying with Dryuary. Because I just feel like, I can't even remember why I decided to do Dryuary, but I feel like I can't let myself down. I've let enough go.
I've made a commitment to yourself.
I've let enough slide.
People are asking on text earlier today when you were talking about it if you've lost any weight.
No.
I have it right here. Sarah, how much weight have you lost by not drinking this month?
Zero.
Here's someone else. Sarah, I totally feel you. Day 21, and it's killing my social life.
Oh.
I find myself sitting at home on Friday or Saturday night watching Netflix and hanging out with my dog instead of going out with my friends. I miss Drunk Me. She's a lot more fun.
Yeah, Drunk Me is fun.
I suppose my liver thanks me. Hang in there. Two more weeks.
I think the last day of January is a Friday night. I may...
You're going to hit it?
Pop a squat on that.
Yeah, it is.
Here's a question. So will Sarah stay up until midnight a week from Friday so that she can have drinks at 12:01 when February starts?
I think I'm going to have a beer that night.
You mean 10.
You've
got a lot of catching up to do.
It starts with one. I'm not going to do a catch-up weekend.
What?
I've been trying to just like not be that weekend alcoholic. This is part of it. It's been fine. I'm not even really all that tempted to drink. It's just that I'm just not fun. It's me. It's not the other people I'm with. I'm just like, oh, God, I'm so tired.
Well, I mean, you're sober on the morning show, and you're pretty funny.
Yeah, you're totally fun. What are you talking about?
Thanks, guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Imagine if I was drinking. You guys should give me a drink right now. It'd be so much more fun.
Can we send the interns out? Are they old
less
enough?
Less clothes.
Yes, but we shouldn't
less
do that.
Clothes.
More
less
dancing. Clothes.
Less clothes.
Hey. Just
saying what we want to hear.
Interns!
It's true.
Get her some vodka.
She needs bourbon.
Not bourbon.
She's a vodka girl.
Brown liquor is not my friend. Just a beer would be nice.
A writer recently polled his 320,000 Instagram followers and asked them to name the state that is their least favorite.
Oh. Favorite state. Do you have a least favorite state?
Well, yes, Californians, as a rule, do have a least favorite state, and it's that damn Arizona.
Why? What's wrong with Arizona?
Well, first of all, the Zonies come here on vacation, and then they leave their kids. They stay. And we're like, hey, take them with you.
They leave their kids?
What are you talking about?
The kids move here. What are you talking
about? Everybody moves here from all the states.
Well, Arizona's absolutely guilty.
I had no idea
you had such
strong feelings about Arizona.
Everybody in California knows Arizona's out.
I can't even think of a state I don't like.
Well,
I
can tell you what. All the other states hate California.
Well, yeah, I know that.
We're the most hated state in the union.
We are. We live here. My mother's constantly going on about how much she hates California.
California, according to this, Californians hate Texas the most.
Texas?
I say that's not true. I don't know what you're talking about.
Why does anyone have to hate any state? I don't understand why there's like a poll of states that we hate.
Arizona.
But there's nice people in all the states.
Give them a good look. You're not going to like them.
And total a-holes in all the states.
And of all the things, you, with your New England bias, Maine, the people are hideously ugly.
Right. Yeah, but the state's fine.
How about you don't like
St. Louis much?
You know what, though? There were nice people in Missouri, too. Also,
name one.
My sister-in-law.
That doesn't count.
Why not?
Because.
She lives in California now.
She does.
See, she hated it so much she had to get out too.
My niece lives there. And
not family.
Oh. Well, let's see. My friend Mary Ellen, she doesn't live there anymore.
Oh.
Do I still know anyone? Amy Fenster. She still lives in.
Amy Finster?
Fenster.
Fenster.
Amy Fenster.
What's her deal?
She was like a media chick. She did like promotion stuff, and we were pretty good friends. And she still lives there.
Oh, all right then. You did it.
I found one. I can't remember if there's anybody else there that I...
North Carolina's least favorite state is South Carolina. But South Carolina hates Ohio the most.
What is to... Why is... Okay.
New Jersey is the only state that hates everyone.
Oh, they hate everyone?
New Jersey nominated so many other states, the only conclusion that could be drawn is they hate everybody.
They just like Joycey.
Yeah.
What?
And there's only one state where the most hated state is itself. Florida hates itself.
Oh, really?
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
My parents keep going on and on about what a paradise it is.
They love it, huh?
Oh, they
well,
love
good.
It.
They took their nut and brought it there and dropped it down and planted it, so...
They're screaming it from the mountaintops, Vin.
What else
it's
are they going to do?
It's great here.
I don't know.
Well, you say you don't
Sell
like it, and
move?
Suddenly you look like a donkey. Oh, right. You took everything there and you hate it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they love it.
Well, they got to.
They should keep it quiet so no one else moves there.
Oh, they're begging us all to move there. I'll visit in my RV.
You're not going to go?
I'm not moving to Florida.
For a minute, you were into that.
Well, all my family lives there. I mean, like, all my family. And everyone who doesn't live there all have plans to move there. So it'd be a nice place to visit for me in my RV.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right. I am completely out of time, so
this day
no
is
time
just,
for text.
I'm getting to nothing, too. We're just, you know what it is? We're catching up.
Yep.
Yeah. We haven't seen each other in a while.
I missed you guys for sure.
Oh, we missed you.
Oh, were you doing text?
No,
you
we're out, I'm okay. out of time.
Coming up in the Celebrity Trash. Lindsay Lohan
is a firecracker.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.